Philip Semple, PhD surgeon, today's date is 05/19/2022. Dictation is for Lindsay Johnson. Johnson spells J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Lindsay spells L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Date of birth is 06/24/1988. This is a 33-year-old young lady here with epigastric pain, period. Patients say this has been going on for approximately 2 days. She says pain is burning, worse when she lays flat, period. Patient denies trauma. I said pain is approximately 5 of 10, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nausea. She denies vomiting. She denies diarrhea. She says she's eating and drinking okay, but certain foods makes her pain worse, period. Next paragraph, patient denies chest pain, she denies short of breath, she denies diaphoresis, period. Next line, patient denies cough, denies travel history, weight loss or night sweats, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's laryngoscopy-oriented, no acute distress, as vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 127 over 84, pulse 74, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no mental signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, non-tender, nor soft, cancel all that. Abdomen is soft, tenderness in the epigastric region. There she has a Morphe sign. No rebound, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microes or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is epigastric pain. Number two, GERD. Number four, nausea. Next paragraph. Today, in the clinic, we did an ultrasound of her gallbladder and all her other abdominal structures, as well as her circulation, her blood supply in her abdomen and periphery. These studies were unremarkable, period. Next paragraph, EKG was done in clinic too. EKG is normal sinus rhythm with no acute processes, period. Our EKG reveals ventricular rate of 68, PR interval of 123, QRS 97, regular rate and rhythm, period. Next paragraph, patient was discharged with the following medication: Zofran, 4 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN, 4 nausea, vomiting. Next medication, Omeprazole, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was advised about foods, offending foods, and to avoid these offending foods, to come back to clinic for us, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of weeks. I'll come back to the emergency room, go to the emergency room if we are closed. Myocardial infarction was a consideration in this, in evaluating this patient. However, EKG reveals no acute myocardial injury. Symptoms has been going on for 2 days, and I would have expected to see some EKG changes by now if she was having a heart attack. So the need for further evaluation, namely with troponin, etc., is not indicated. The patient was comfortable with my discharge plans. She requested a time off from work to return tomorrow. This was given. End of the patient.